South Dakota Comprehensive Cancer Control Plan was funded as a planning grant by the CDC 3 years ago. In June of 2007, the coalition was awarded an implementation grant for 3 years. However, the plan was developed and endorsed by the governor in June 2006, so implementation actually began a year before implementation funding, and that's what I'm reporting on. It's the very first year of implementation. We just finished the second year of implementation, which hopefully I'll report on next year. There's three components of year one evaluation. Evaluating public health coalitions is a challenge when the problems are big, the time is short, and the people are volunteers. So our first year of implementation, we wanted to look at how the coalition was working together and how we could strengthen it, what activities took place, and were they congruent with the strategies to achieve the plan goals, and what markers and milestones occurred that indicated progress. The South Dakota Cancer Consortium is an affiliation of over 100 organizations from state, local, and tribal government, as well as universities, health centers, specialty groups, clinics and hospitals, and lay people who make up the consortium. The vision is to assure that South Dakotans all have access to quality cancer prevention and control services, as well as a reduction in the number of new cases and better treatment and support for people who are who experience cancer or cancer survivors. So our first component, how did the group work together in year one of implementation? The measurement instrument that we used was previously available online, and the data could be analyzed online. However, now this partnership assessment tool is still online, but you have to enter your own data into an SPSS or SAS file yourself, but it is a very user-friendly tool, and I do recommend it for young coalitions to look at progress. The instrument looks at components of strong partnerships, particularly in six areas: resources, both capital and non-capital, how the management of the organization works, how efficient it is, how the leadership is working, in synergy. In a first year of implementation in a very young organization, the hope is that you'll be in the work zone, which is the first two purplish lines there from the left is the area where we expected to be, and we were happy to see that the coalition's work was within that area and exceeded that area in terms of non-financial resources, which were primarily human capital. The 110 members of this plan, 87 of them filled out this four-page instrument, so we had a very good response rate. The benefits experienced by consortium members, for those of us who know behavioral science, recognize that we have to perceive that there are benefits of our participation, and our benefits need to exceed the burdens that we experience because of participation in voluntary efforts. But I think the most important benefit was developing valued relationships and useful knowledge. One of the highlights mentioned by members of the coalition was that they got to know people across the state. And it's a very large state, 450 miles across and 250 miles from north to south, with a lot of farmland in between two major cities, Rapid City and Sioux Falls. So getting to know people and getting to recognize resources available across the state was a very important benefit of the first year of implementation. We asked about what kind of assistance the coalition needed in the future in order to help them achieve the goals of the plan. Almost half the group said, "I don't need any assistance. We have the assistance that we need." Others mentioned specific resources and support. Participants were asked what they would like to see happen, and continued growth was the major need, and some reorganization and shuffling of participants in the coalition and movement between the work groups was recommended and actually has taken place. Increased public awareness, improved communication, and reassess resources and funding were all equally represented as needs. So we had two CDC consultants come at the end of year one of implementation, while we were still a planning grant, who reviewed the evaluation and recommended that we apply for implementation funding, that we certainly had a very good plan. We had taken it to 34 communities in South Dakota, and over 500 individuals had input into the plan, which was revised after their input, and implementation efforts were beginning to be successful, so that application was submitted and then funded this summer. So we took the plan after the first year of implementation back to members of South Dakota communities to ask, have you seen any difference? Is the plan still relevant? At this point, we had 150 people as opposed to the 500 when the plan was developed, but they were from rural, urban, and minority communities in our state, American Indian particularly. So the priorities were still the same. Tobacco was number one. However, tobacco efforts were removed from the work groups because the CDC funds a tobacco control program in our state as well, and we didn't want to duplicate efforts. We wanted to enhance efforts. So people in South Dakota perceive tobacco as a number one priority, and they want clean air, despite the fact that our legislature did not pass legislation for clean air laws last year, but we'll be back this year. Skin cancer was a tremendous concern, especially for youth. One of the quotes I liked was, we've got to do something about the fake and bake, from one person in the community. Alcohol use was a concern, especially related to oral cancers, and treatment was a concern. What activities took place? The work groups are divided into healthy youth and adults, breast and cervical cancer, colorectal, treatment, survivor, and end of life. We looked at their plans, whether their plans, which you see in the bullets, were congruent with the goals of the Comp Cancer Plan, and whether or not the major activities related to their efforts in the past year were connected to those plans and ultimately to the goals of the Comp Cancer Plan. I'm not going to read through all of the activities of the group, but I can tell you that there were over 40 major population-based activities from the Comp Cancer Coalition, largely because of existing efforts of the American Cancer Society and the South Dakota Women's Cancer Network, which is a major player in this consortium. However, we did see that there was tremendous work on not only prevention, early detection, but changes in health policy, especially related to end-of-life issues, and additional funding, gaining funding from the Susan G. Komen Foundation, which the name has changed now, for the CURE, and also some additional funding for nutrition and physical activity. So we looked at what the work groups then desired in order to do their work better, and they wanted more screening equipment, they wanted more collaboration, they wanted more provider buy-in, primary care provider buy-in, more emphasis on outcomes. We thought it was very important that the people in the plan were responsive to emerging issues. HPV vaccine was nowhere in the plan. In fact, the two early detectable cancers, breast and colon, are the priority. However, when the Gardasil vaccine was marketed, the people on the coalition did work to get legislation passed so that that vaccine was accessible to young women in our state at no cost, and that the marketing for that vaccine was put in place. There were new and innovative partnerships in the first year. You see Sioux River Community Health, our only HRSA-funded community health center in South Dakota, multicultural center where there's a large immigrant population, and then partnership with the Northern Plains Tribal Comp Cancer Plan. What markers and milestones occurred? We looked at impact evaluation here in order to reduce cancer burden, and we looked at how effective the strategies were at reducing morbidity and mortality. Well, we all know that chronic disease doesn't improve in a year necessarily, so we looked at whether or not leading causes of death and incidents were still related to the plan, and they were. We looked at whether the burden among the largest minority population in South Dakota was still existent. Here's just one exemplary slide that shows the cancer death rate differences between American Indian and white, which still persist. We looked at whether mammography rates improved over time. We looked at whether sigmoidoscopy or colonoscopy improved, and unfortunately the BRFSS asked participants whether they have had a sigmoidoscopy or a colonoscopy in the last 2 years for people who are over 40. and also asked them about whether or not they had a fecal occult blood test or any kind of stool blood test. And what we see is that over time, more people are reporting sigmoidal colonoscopies and less people are reporting fecal occult blood testing because of the changes in the screening guidelines. However, when we look at American Cancer Society data, we can see that disparities exist among people who are less educated or have no insurance, and those differences persist in South Dakota as well. Cigarette smoking, our levels are flat, and it's discouraging. If you look at 2004, 20.3, and then we look at 2006, 20.3, with a little dip in 2005, but we would like to think that with major health policy changes about indoor air quality and Clean Air Act, that those rates would go down. So our recommendations at the end of first year was to celebrate, communicate, and continue to evaluate efforts, develop very clear action plans, and be focused on those plans in the next year, explore additional partnerships, bring in new partners, and evaluate those partnerships and their relevance, and ongoing dialogue with the leaders of the Northern Plains Tribal Cancer Control Plan, which was funded the year after this one was funded, and those efforts have been very successful in working together. Complete evaluation plans for the next year, writing goals and objectives, seeking consultation for evaluation. In summary, the first year of implementation of the Comp Cancer Plan was very successful, and we are now working on first year of implementation funding, but second year of implementation planning, which the outcomes actually have improved in the last year. Thank you. Do you have any questions? Pardon? Sure, I'll give you my card. All right, thank you. And thanks to my colleagues, and I'm sorry that I have to slip out to cover another presentation.